Blog Talk Radio.
Walk up in the club with a lot of girls, hang around my neck like diamonds and pearls. Me and my crew, we gonna rock the house, make your chick turn inside out. Wow, I just can't believe it, tonight's gonna be lots of cheating. No, you can't say I wanna see you leaving. I thought I was bad, but then she beat it. Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Hot, 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 hot.
Move that ass to the front and move it slowly to the back. Turn around down on the ground and make it clap, clap. Just like a porn star.
To Dollhouse Radio, and without further ado, it's time for the True Front to Back. Take it away, bitches.
Welcome back, all you horny motherfuckers, to another week of Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. I am your lovely, boobalicious host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla, and my sexy co-host, Karen Fisher.
Hey!
You always laugh every time I say something.
I know, I like laugh at everything. Everything anyone says, I'm like, that's funny. I'm just like, that type of person.
Because I heard you laugh as soon as I said boobalicious, and you just started laughing.
Because it was funny. It's true. It's very true, but it was funny, so I had to giggle. I had to. I couldn't help it.
Nice. So we're doing another week of True Friends Back, and this is not your last week, right? Next week is your last before you go on your vacation.
No, you know, okay, so I don't have a calendar right in front of me. I know next week is the 17th, but then I think it's like the 24th or the 25th or what. Anyways, so there's two more weeks, and then it's October 1st.
Oh,
yeah, I'm going to be in the country. But, yeah, so it's just that date. So for two more weeks, I will be here, and then I will be gone for a week. And I know you all will all miss me so, so much. But don't fear, I will be back.
I know. All your callers, I will not get any callers because you will not be on the show.
No. They call for the girls, yeah. Usually. Except for the one guy who was
for dinner. Karen Fisher.
Oh, my God. But...
Tell all your followers where you're going on your next excursion.
So my next trip, I will be leaving for London. I will be arriving in London on, I don't even know what month it is. I'm trying to think of the month. September 27th, I arrive in London, and then I am taking a train to Paris on September 30th, or maybe October 1st. I kind of left up in the air, and then October 4th, I fly to Milan, which I love Italy, so I'm so excited. I haven't gone for a really, really, really long time. And then I fly home the 7th, so it'll be a nice trip. Yeah.
So you fly home on the 7th?
Yeah, I fly home on the 7th. So I'll be home because when you leave, you, like, lose a day. When you come, you gain a day. So I leave the 7th, and I get back on the 7th, if that makes
sense.
So
are you going to be up to date, or are you going to be jet-lagged to do the show on the 8th?
Oh, I will be up for it. Yeah, totally, I'll be up for it. If it was the day I was being, Lord knows what condition I'll be in. But the day after, I'm good. Especially, you know what I mean? Because I don't have anything planned for when I get back. I'll just relax for a few days. That's what I always do. Just relax until I'm back on track. But I can for sure do the show. No problem. Yeah, no problem.
We have two really cool guests. I don't think your guest could go without you for 2 weeks.
Sure. I think they could, but thank you. But no, I'm glad I'm the only missing one, so it's been fun. It's been really fun. It's a fun show. And this week is going to be...
Who are you doing your adventure with?
I am going with last week's guest, Sexy Vanessa.
Oh, so you're friends with her? You've worked with her, or you just have a good rapport with her? Or?
We did a scene together. We did a scene together for both of our websites a few months ago, and we went out to eat afterwards. We just really hit it off, and ever since then, we have been talking about going on a trip together. And I wanted to go in the fall, and she just was like, "Hey, I'm ready. I want to get out of this country. I want a vacation." So I was like, "Me too. I want a vacation as well. So let's do it." So that is how this plan came about.
But Karen, you're always on a vacation.
Well, I'm sure there will be work. I definitely need to. I want to do some fun content.
Are you going to be shooting while you're in London and Paris?
Am I what?
Are you going to be shooting while you're in London and Paris?
I'm going to try and line some stuff up. Yeah. I know there's Shaq, Tiger Benson. I don't know if you know who she is. She actually had contacted me about doing a content trade while I'm there. So hopefully I'll be able to hook up with her. And then I know there's Daisy Rock UK. She's very, very popular for there. I met her in Florida like several years ago. She is very cool. So hopefully I'll be able to hook up with her. And then there is also Shaft UK. He is a hot black guy with a big dick. And I've shot with him a couple of times, and it's always been really fun. So I'm sure that him and I will be able to hook up while I'm there.
What about BBS, the company?
I don't know, to be honest. I don't know who they are. And I don't really
I heard they're very big. I heard they're very big overseas. I'm not sure where they're located. I'm thinking London, but I could be wrong, but I'm not 100% sure. I could find out for my lawyer.
Yeah. Sure, definitely. Yeah, let me know.
Because they're really big in, I don't know if you follow them on Twitter, but they're really big overseas.
Yeah, I don't think that I do. I don't think I do follow them on Twitter.
They're like the sport of overseas. They're like the sport group of overseas.
Hey, speaking of sport, I have a question for you. And maybe you would know this. Did Sport Girl shut down? Like, does Sport no longer exist? Somebody told me that.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Sport is, like, been in existence since the, I don't know, 70s, 80s?
Yeah, somebody told me that, and I was really bummed out. I was like, oh, my gosh, that would be really sad.
No, I don't think so, because that would take a lot to shut them down, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Because they're sure, like the original porn company that started the group.
You never know nowadays with all, you know, nobody's making the same amount of money. A lot of companies aren't even really making enough money to shoot because, you know, there's costs involved with production because
Have you shot with them?
I have. I've shot with Cora a ton of times. Yeah.
You shot several times with them?
Yeah, a bunch of times.
I love shooting with them, but so speaking about scenes, I posted a very naughty picture of you and one of our guests tonight that you guys did a scene together.
Oh, really? Well, it must be with Laura Jensen. I've never worked with Leia. So, I worked with Laura.
A little white boy. I don't know who he is.
It's probably Johnny Sins. Were we wearing blue and red dresses?
You were what?
Was it with a bald guy?
Hold on. Let me check. My Twitter. Let me check my Instagram right now. Hold on 1 second. But while we're waiting for that, so did you have like a porn news that you wanted to discuss tonight,
I wanted to let everybody know I have a new release out from Adam and Eve. It's set out. It's a fetish film. There's also several other stars: Cindy Starfall, who our producer loves; Veronica Adler; Scarlett Redd, who's adorable; and Casey Calvert. So definitely check Shades. Oh no, it's Shades of the Desire. I'm sorry, I'm an idiot. Shades of Desire from Adam and Eve. It's a great film. Check that out. But I also had another really fun story. The FSCA, which if you don't know who they are, they're the Free Speech Coalition, is having a big fundraiser on September 24th at the Supper Club in L.A. You can get all the details at freespeechcoalition.com. There's going to be a fashion show, like a lingerie fashion show, where a lot of the top stars will be modeling different lingerie, and the Vivid Entertainment line of costumes. And then there's also going to be an auction. They're going to be auctioning off all kinds of things, like movie props. Who knows? Like, who fucking knows what kind of weird shit they will be auctioning off? And it's hosted
Are you modeling any lingerie?
No, you know what? I'm going to be in Chicago. I was so upset that I am going to be out of town for this. Like, really, really fun. And it goes.
Where are you going now?
I'm going to Chicago, but I'm trying to talk about my news story. Darn it!
Going somewhere, and I'm just confused. So I'm just trying to keep down these dates.
You're trying to keep it straight. I understand. It can be hard sometimes. I don't even keep it straight. So it's going to be hosted by Jessica Drake and Tanya Tate, and it does cost money. I believe it's $100, but it goes to a really, really good cause, and it sounds like a lot of fun. If I was going to be in L.A. around that time, I would totally go. It's going to be if you like porn chicks, there's going to be porn chicks up the yin-yang, half-naked and sexy costumes. I believe you can buy the costumes, and there's an auction where you can buy, you know, lots of porn memorabilia. So check that out.
That's awesome. If I was in L.A., I would go.
When are you going to be in L.A. next?
Oh, whenever, you know, our lovely porn star publicist forces me.
Okay. I like L.A.
Who I'm talking about is the lovely Rub PR. Shout out to her. We love her. She's so boobalicious.
She is boobalicious. She's boobalicious. Definitely. She has some big, big knockers.
Yes.
For sure.
She gets mistaken. I don't know, like, if you experience this. I've experienced this going to shows with her. People actually mistaken her as a porn star.
No, I totally believe it. Because she has, you know, a huge rack, and she's, you know, she's pretty, and she's kind of tatted up, and has, I can see where people would think that she was in the biz. She doesn't look like, you know, I don't know, like a corporate woman. She looks, you know, like a
definitely not. Definitely not. But yeah, but that's, you know, she gets that all the time. So it's interesting. But my poor news that I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about one of our old guests that we had on the show, who was a great guest, a great interviewer. Can you guess who I'm talking about?
Oh, I bet it's Kendra Lust. I have a feeling.
It is Kendra Lust. So,
and it's not
I
because you told me.
She just did her first anal scene with Tushy.com, and she was crowned Miss Tushy.
Miss Tushy. Tushy.com.
Yes.
So do you know who starred in her scene with her? Do you know?
They're not saying who starred in the scene. Hold on. I'm reading the article. No. They're not saying who. They're keeping the cock anonymous.
Oh, wow.
But,
so it's going to be like a surprise. That's kind of cool.
It is. So, but I can say it was, I did see like a little like clip on Twitter. And it is it's not an interracial scene. So it is a white guy or a Spanish guy. I'm not 100% sure. But it is a white cock.
But it was a white cock, and you couldn't identify him by his cock?
No, because this
What's wrong with you, Desiree?
Him by his cock, because you have a little bit more experience than I do in the industry.
I am totally messing with you. Was it a big one, though?
But,
I just want to know, was her first anal, like, with a big dick or, like, an average-sized dick?
It did look like she was in pain. I'm not 100% sure. Kendra Lust, if you're listening, feel free to tweet out or call in about, we want to hear about your first anal scene. But
yeah,
Tushy.com doing like, it is looking for the next feature star.
Really?
Yes, the winner will receive a $15,000 cash prize and be the star of a feature scene, as well as being showcased on a box cover, along with other prizes. Miss Tushy will also be representing the brand at various promotional events.
Interesting. So how, if somebody wants to enter to be Miss Tushy.com, how would they go about this?
Well, I would just say go to Tushy.com and see for a link. They're only mentioning like her in the article, so.
Okay, so just go to Tushy.com. If there's any ladies interested, and I go to Tushy.com.
But Karen, you need to be interested. Let's do your first anal scene.
I don't know. You know what? I just don't know about that. I just don't think I could take it. I really, really don't. They would have to, like, anesthetize me. Like, put me under something. That's the only way I could take it. And then that would be a dumb scene because I'd be, like, unconscious.
Well, hey, but there's cream that you can put there and numb it.
Yeah, no, I heard there's, like, isn't it called analies or something? But then you numb the guy's dick. So they can't keep their dick hard and they can't come. So it's kind of like, you know, you can't really use it. That's what I would.
Majority of them have a hard time keeping it hard anyway, so.
Wait, what did you just say?
Nothing. So we are going to go to break. We're going to pay some fucking bills. So you're listening to Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio.
Yo, B, they ready. Let's go. I'm feeling myself. I'm with some hood girls looking back at it, and a good girl in my tax bracket. Got a black card and less sex habit. These Chanel bags is a bad habit. I do balls, down Mavericks. My Maybach, black matted. Never left, but I'm back at it, and I'm feeling myself, Jack Rabbit. Feeling myself, back off, cause I'm feeling myself, Jack off. Can you think about me when he works off? Wax on?
Wax
on. National anthem, hats off. Then I curve that bitch like a bad horse. Let me get a number two with some Mac sauce, or on a run tour with my mask off.
Welcome back, all you horny motherfuckers, to Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. This is your co-host, a.k.a. Boobzilla, Desiree DeLuca, and my sexy co-host, the sexy MILF, Karen Fisher.
That's the ultimate MILF, Karen Fisher.
Oh, excuse me. Ultimate MILF? Oh, my God.
Oh, if I do say so myself.
Oh, wow. So, speaking of Mill, I want to introduce the lovely Boobalicious, because she is, you know, top heavy like us.
Yeah, she's
Allura Jensen. She is a very strong, intelligent woman.
Yeah.
Hi, we're great.
We're so happy
from,
on our show.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here. I can't wait to talk to everybody. What's on everyone's mind tonight?
Awesome. So how have you been?
I've been happy. I've actually been doing a lot better. I've been getting my, you know, getting myself into a better place professionally and personally. I'm a happier person these days. Thanks for asking.
No problem. So I know you just started. How long ago did you start your own site?
Oh, crap. It was just a little under a year ago. So it hasn't even been a year yet.
Okay, so it's almost a year old. And you're with Porn Star Platinum, correct?
Yes.
And how's that going for you so far?
Well, they've been very informative. They've mentored me to do the best possible, you know, as far as sales and marketing and, you know, the content that the audience really likes to see. They've been directing me and guiding me in the right direction. I'm very happy with their services.
Awesome. That is great. And yeah, we've done some scenes together for our site, and those were fun. Definitely fun.
Yeah, I can't, Karen. I think I've worked more with you than with anyone in the industry.
Really? Yeah, we worked together quite a bit, for sure. It's always been fun.
It's so cute. Still to this day, I'm so sorry, but even still to this day, people confuse me for you when I'm online, and they ask me if we're actually blood related sometimes, and I'm like, no. It's so cute. I love it.
And people will say that. They'll be like, Karen Fisher has the best tits or ass or whatever, and then they'll photo of you. I'm like, thanks, but that's actually not my picture.
I love that. But see, the thing is that they might have a photo of me, but they're thinking of you. So it's really a dual compliment in that way, I think.
I think they just can't tell us apart. They think of it as like interchangeable or something. Who knows?
Yeah, like pizza and calzone, you know, it's all good. You guys have such an interesting show. I was listening to you for a few minutes earlier. Wow, who was your last guest? That was fun.
Who
was the last person you had on the show? That was a lot of fun.
Last week we had, who did we have last week? We had Nina L. and we had Sexy Vanessa. Do you know Sexy Vanessa?
Oh, it's vague. I've heard of it. Not as much as I might know other women in the industry, but yeah, I've heard of it. Her.
Okay. Yeah, so those were last week's guests. They were cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Nina L is really fun, for sure. Is Devil Ray still with us? She's so quiet.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, you're just listening. Okay. Usually we're all talking over each other. That's why I'm like, did she get out or something? So I wanted to ask you too. I was reading your bio, and you started out in the military, right? And tell us about how did you get into the business? Tell us the story.
This is quite a biography. You know, somebody's actually going to make a lot of money writing my story someday. I joined the military right out of high school. I mean, I left on the night of my graduation ceremony. Never even got to wear the cap and gown. So I was in, you know, went to school until I was 29 years old. And then I woke up one day and I went to work in uniform. And I just decided I was tired of being treated like shit for being attractive. And it is true. I went to work every day, and I excelled in all of my tests and performances. My educations were top-notch. And no matter how wonderful I was on the job or how great I was at leading or guiding people, you know, all they saw was this pretty blonde. And they treated me like garbage because of it. So I decided that that was no longer a life that I wanted to live. And I took a job here in Las Vegas as a dancer. I was offered some work here in Northtown, but I do not want to say which club because I don't want to get into trouble.
Okay.
And
you don't have to.
And that's when I sunk into a very functioning sex addiction. Like it's not
really.
I'm not kidding. It's not bullshit. It was something that I dealt with for 8 years. That I would just have sex available to me. I would have an aroused, willing partner every chance I was making money. And I was having so much sex as a dancer that I didn't want to do anything else. You know, I had
I said, damn, girl, go on.
Oh, I know. It gets even more froggy. It really does. This whole time, of course, I am making all of this money. I'm making huge money because people come in from all over the world a few times a year, you know, to simply fuck me in the courtesy of a club. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. And I'm not using any of my college education, any of my work experience. You know, I should be behind a desk or working in a hospital somewhere. And then agent came in to the club because one of their stars was working there. And they saw me. And, of course, you know, I'm stick out like a sore thumb. No matter where I go, just like you, Karen, you know, you're tall, you've got enormous boobs and this heart-shaped butt. You're going to stick out no matter where you go. Now, especially in Las Vegas, where all the exotic dancers are expected to be of a certain physique, which is very, very thin, which is something I'm not. And you know what? I'm cool with that. But the point
is
that I stuck out.
Though. I do have to add, you're very fit. Hey, but come on,
thank you.
Don't let me interrupt. Yeah.
I do. You know, it's because, you know, because we're so different, it's how we get noticed so easily. And the agent came right over to me and offered me a contract on the spot. Like, on the spot. And, yeah, they said, you want to do porn? I was like, yeah. Yeah, it's great. You know, let's do it. And, I'll tell you what, though. It kind of woke me up to my behavior, what I was doing in the club, because the first time I had to get my talent test, I had a nervous breakdown. Hello?
Aaliyah,
yeah.
I need to ask, you went to college. What was your degree in?
Oh, God. I went to school for 9 years. Exercise, kinesiology, and dietetics.
Wow.
And that took 9 years?
Pardon?
That took 9 years?
No. Well, I mean, you know, I was a mom. You know, I didn't do it all at one time. I had to do it.
Okay.
And I was
also
in the service at the time. So, you know, it took a while to complete these education. That, and in the military, they're constantly sending you to school for your professional.
Yeah, I know.
I'm
a military brat, so I understand.
God, so hot. Oh, so hot.
But you're originally East Coast brat. So how did you to accommodate or adjust to the West Coast life?
I left right out of school. I did. I went to parochial school. I went to Catholic school for 13 years. And I was so used to being suffocated. I was so used to being suffocated and not being able to make my own decisions that when I joined the military, being around people from different, you know, parts of the world and different parts of the country, it was exciting. So, you know, being in different areas of the country or the world, it wasn't horrible for me. I adjusted right away. And in fact, even now, this day, I love meeting people who have ideas that are different than mine. You know, I love working with people who have different personalities, you know, even some of the not-so-pleasant types. It's exciting because I was always told when I was little that I wasn't allowed to think for myself. I was only allowed to be a participant in a certain sort of personality, a certain demographic. So this is awesome for me. This is like heaven. I wish I'd been doing this my whole life.
Wow. So I'm reading your bio that you sent me, and it says you have been nominated for AVN's Hottest MILF, which, congratulations. Which year was that?
I think it was last year, definitely, and the year before fan choice thing, but that didn't work out. I was
well, that's good. It counts. You know, nominations count. So, and then,
well, I've actually gotten awards.
You won,
good.
Like, the
that's
BBW crossover star, right? Which, honestly,
yeah,
that's awesome. Sorry. I think that's awesome, but I thought it was weird. Not that you won, but just because I don't consider you a BBW. Like, you're not some thinner chick, but you're definitely not, you know, not that there's anything wrong with being a BBW, but you're fit. You're like, you don't have a lot of fat on your body. So I was like, what?
I can understand. And that was the reaction of a few people. That was the concern of a few people who are my fans and people in my audience, where they have the same expression. The BBW Con is an award show that honors people who aren't quite going to be recognized at the AVN. So I was honored for my crossover performance, my co-performance, which means I had done a lot of work or outstanding work with crossover performance, which means TS work, bisexual men, you know, and the fetish side of the industry, which the AVN people are not going to recognize because it's not politically correct enough, I guess, if that could be possible. So they weren't calling me a BBW. I knew that. I could see how people would get upset, though, when they see that on the award.
Yeah, I was just surprised. I'm like, I wasn't upset because I think all different types of women are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just like, she's not a BBW. She's not like a size zero, but you're very fit. Like, you don't have a lot of fat on. I mean, I've seen you naked several times. You don't have a lot of fat on your body. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so I was like,
my God, Karen.
I was confused. I was, wait, what did you say?
I said, oh, my God, Karen.
Oh, I thought you said, oh, you mean like you, Karen. I was like saying, like, I'm fat. I'm like, hey, what is this?
No,
But I think with a lot of the thick women in the industry that are thicker, that are not fat, we are thicker and more voluptuous. We get called a lot of times a BBW.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's a misconception. BBW is actually a category of body style that is indicated by the hip-to-waist ratio. So if a woman is large and she's got a very sizable difference between her hips and her waist, then she's just going to be considered thick. It doesn't, you know, a hip-to-waist ratio is what indicates if someone's a BBW.
Right.
That makes sense. I didn't know that was the precise
definition.
Well,
it's one of them. Well,
people get size, too. So whatever dress size or pant size that you wear, as long as you're under 14, because that's the beginning of the BBW.
Mm-hmm.
If you're under that, then you're not a BBW. But I guess on camera or...
Oh, God, the camera's awful.
Yeah, the camera's awful because regardless, like, I wear a size 6 or 7 in pants and dress size. So maybe on film I may look bigger.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's the cameras that are used to make the scenes for the big companies totally different than the webcamming, you know, broadcasting, the streaming video look totally different. I mean, I look maybe 3 sizes bigger on their cameras than I do on my own, which is a little disconcerting because I'm always trying to lose weight that I can't seem to lose.
Right. We're always, you know, struggling with how we look and the weight problem and always looking good because we're always working out and trying to eat right because we
mm-hmm.
know that the camera adds 10 pounds or maybe more.
Oh, my goodness, especially if you haven't been able to get to the gym and, you know, do weightlifting, keep your muscles tight, then the looser the skin, the heavier a person looks. So it's a constant uphill battle, especially for women my age. I'm 38. It's not easy for me, you know, because of my metabolism and my hormone, you know, status to look the way I did when I was, like, 24, you know?
I hear you there. I hate it. But nevertheless, I think you look great.
Aw, you're so cute.
Obviously, plenty of guys think you look great.
I had my 7th marriage proposal come across my desk today. It was great. I was like, oh, man. If you don't know me yet, you should know that I think marriage is Satan's way of just shoving one last hot peg up your ass. I'm not interested in getting married to anybody ever again.
So have you been married before?
yeah, I was married before, and my divorce, after 18 months of a living fucking nightmare, was finally final the day after my birthday. So that was a nice way to start a new year. Yeah, he was a real MF-er. No, and that was the thing. He met me at an autograph signing, and he wanted to dictate. I just, you know, I'd rather just not go into it, but let's just say he was a bastard. He was.
Was that,
he
was
that a
bastard. Your ex that I met? Sorry to interrupt.
Yes.
Was that your ex that I met at AVN? Okay. Yeah, I will say it is difficult. It is difficult to be, and we've said this, we discuss this all the time on the show because it's fucking true.
Well, you know, the night of the AVN Awards.
in this business. It really is. And it's hard too if your partner doesn't try to dictate how you make your money when you're kind of used to making money however you want to make it. It's tough for sure.
Well, it takes an exceptionally secure man, especially one who's sexually secure. You know, he's got to be so okay with himself, because the guys that are feeling bad about themselves, either their age, their race, their weight, their penis size, if they have any insecurity whatsoever, it will come out and destroy a relationship with a porn chick. It absolutely
exactly.
does.
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly. So I have a question to ask you, Laura.
Okay.
We were talking about our porn news, so you heard about Fishy.com?
Heard about Fishy.com?
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I'm not really sure what it is. I've pretty much had my head in the clouds the last couple of weeks.
Well, I guess it's a new company, and Kendra Lust was the first one to do their first anal scene. So I guess it's a company to do anal. And they're looking for, like, Karen Fisher to do her first anal scene.
No, they are not. Nobody's asked me.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. I'm going to tweet about it.
Totally making this up, by the way.
Have you done anal, Laura?
I actually, yeah. I just got done doing what I consider my blue ribbon anal with Mandingo just a few weeks ago. The scene just came out.
Damn.
Yeah,
damn.
Girl.
Damn.
And it was badass, too.
You need to teach me how to take a dick.
I need to ask. He's pretty big and thick. And
he's gigantic.
So how was it?
You know what? It was... I spent 3 days before the production actually preparing the muscle in my bottom to be able to stretch without shocking pain. Yeah. And there's a lot that goes into a female performer or male performer doing an anal scene. The penetration is traumatic if the person's not ready. So I wanted to be absolutely sure, because of his exaggerated anatomical size, that I was going to be able to do what I was being hired to do without embarrassing myself or making the production crew angry. And it was fine, because I was ready. You know, of course, I was scared the whole way there. And I was telling my honey, who I'm seeing somebody new now, I was telling him, I was like, baby, I'm scared and crazy. I'm frightened like hell right now, because I don't, you know, this is Mandingo. This is superstar dick. And if I can't do this, then people aren't going to be able to take me seriously. You know what I mean?
So how did you prepare yourself?
Do you prepare yourself for such a task?
And you know what? This is something that nobody bothers to tell me when I joined the industry. I had to figure this shit out. Actually, I think it was another female co-star. I had to ask someone to tell me, what am I supposed to do? You know, so I had to, because my digestive system is very active and very sensitive to stimulation, I had to stop eating 2 days before, you know, the shoot was scheduled. I had to rinse my digestive system completely out from above and below, which means I was drinking laxative solutions for 2 days straight, and I had rinsed myself with a power enema, which is basically a colon cleanser apparatus that attaches. I had nothing left in my digestive system, not even mucus. Like, it was completely clean. And then what I did was I did the cream that you were talking about, Desiree. I did that for the stretching, because I was trying to activate muscle memory to be able to open up as wide as I could. So I did use that, but not during the scene, because, you know, God knows I didn't want it to last longer than it had to.
Well, I mean, I know anal is painful, and I experienced anal, and in 6 years, I've done 3 scenes, or maybe 4, but they're extremely painful.
It's
no matter
painful
how much
if the guy's
breath.
Not doing it right. He's not
That's
doing
what
it
every
right.
guy says. Every guy tells me, I know how to do it right. And I'm like, you're a fucking liar.
If you are in any kind of pain, it's because the angle is bad, you know, that the penetration is too fast. You know, before the scene begins, before women, you know, do anal scenes, they should use the toy, the butt plug, to stretch their O-ring. And then they should be allowed to have time to open themselves up with their scene partner. It's not just you get on camera and you jam that sucker right up in there. It doesn't work like that. You know, and especially with something, if you're scared, if you're nervous, your body's going to know that and you're going to be tense in that area that you need to be opening.
Thank you, Aurora. I want to thank you for joining us tonight on Truth Button Back. Please give your shout outs, please.
Oh, damn, is it over already? I'm having so much fun.
I know.
All right, guys, I wanted to thank you for having me on your show, and I want to give a shout-out to OC Modeling, Pornstar Platinum, the people that are making my website as great as it is becoming. It's AuroraJensenXXX.com, and I am on StreamMate, AuroraJensenXXX. Hope to see everybody there.
Awesome.
Right,
thank you so much, Aurora.
And hopefully we'll see you in Vegas.
We'll
have a booth at AVN, so... You know, I don't know if you're going to be at Exotica in New Jersey, but
I'm seriously considering it.
Karen has to be there, so we all have the same publicist.
Nice, nice. Well, we'll get together off the radio about that. I'm definitely interested. You guys have a great night. I won't keep you. I got to get my happy ass back to work. It was really good to talk to you guys. And everyone, enjoy the show.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
So you're listening to Truth Find Back. We're going to go to a quick break, and we'll be back with our next guest. Welcome back to the Truth Button Back on Dollhouse Radio. You're listening to Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla, and my co-host is Sexy, the one and only Karen Fisher.
Hey. See, you can laugh when you introduce me. I told you I laugh at anything. So is our next guest available to chat with us?
Yes, yes. Hold on. You're so anxious.
I know.
So she's been on the line. So I want to introduce our lovely guest, our next guest, Layla Fox.
Leia
Falcon. I don't know what I was looking at. I was looking at something else. Sorry, that's why I said Leia Fox. Leia Falcon.
Yay.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Yeah, it's Leia. Everyone always calls me Layla, and I don't understand why, but
it's Leia, like Princess Leia, right?
Because of the spelling of your name, maybe? I don't know.
I'm just going to change my name to Darth Vader.
No one will get that. No one will confuse you with Layla ever again if you change your name to Darth Vader.
That would be awesome. If I could legally do that without getting sued, I would do it.
That would be the most unique porn
name
ever.
That's a big thing. I'm not getting sued. That's a big thing.
That's very important. So
that's
so
why I changed
like,
up my spelling.
Yeah, that's so. You have like a Princess Leia like fetish, like or not fetish, but you like her. Like, are you a Princess Leia fan?
I'm obsessed with anything Star Wars episodes 4, 5, and 6. And quite possibly episode 7. I'm not sure until it's released this year in December.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
That's
I don't
awesome.
Like the prequels, just 4, 5, and 6, but I'm not going to make any prejudgments on episode 7 just yet. I have to wait until I see it to see if I'll be as obsessed as I am with the original trilogy.
That's awesome.
It's okay to say that you are a nerd.
I am a complete Star Wars nerd, geek, whatever you want to call it. I am obsessed with Star Wars.
Well, that's awesome. There's nothing wrong with being a nerd or a Star Wars nerd or nerds are sexy.
Yeah, they are.
I agree.
Karen loves nerds, right, Karen?
I'm a nerd myself, a different kind of nerd, but a nerd nonetheless. So,
what kind of nerd are you?
I'm still kind of figuring that out. I like to read books, so I guess that makes me a bit nerdy. And I really like Hello Kitty.
Oh, my God.
Well, cats are always good.
Oh, my goodness. So enough of this nerd talk. We both established there are two nerds on the line, and then there's Desiree. We don't even know what she is.
I am a book nerd, but I am not, like, I can't even do it right now. Carry on. Oh, my God. You're killing me.
So I wanted to ask you, Leia, so you're known for your interracial teams. Is that kind of your favorite kind of theme to perform?
Absolutely.
So what about
100%.
100%. She's into it. So what makes that your 100, like, what makes that your favorite type of theme too?
Because I'm very, very much into the contrast. It's very visually appealing to me.
Okay, cool.
Awesome. So, Layla, we have a caller for you, area code 714. Hello, caller.
Hello. How are you doing? Hi, Karen. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
You're calling in for Karen?
Both of you guys. All three of you.
Oh, well, you only said hi to Karen.
Hi, Desiree. Hi, Leah. How are you?
Hello.
Welcome to my show, Truth Fun Back. Thanks for calling in. Do you have a question for our guest, Layla?
Leia. Is that how you got your name from Star Wars, your screen name?
That is absolutely correct. I just changed up the spelling.
Yeah, like in the Millennium Falcon. That's cool. That's pretty tight. A lot of people don't like Star Wars. I think it's the shit.
I think that this past Force Friday kind of begs to differ with a lot of people don't like Star Wars, because I think more people than not love Star Wars.
No, I think that's true. I think because especially, you know, even me, I wouldn't say like I'm a Star Wars nerd, but I grew up watching Star Wars movies. So I like Star Wars, not, you know, on the same level as you do, but I like them. So I think most people like Star Wars, some more than others.
I would agree with that. I think it's very hard to find someone that's going to say, I absolutely don't like Star Wars.
Well, look at the first ones that were made in the early 70s, late 70s, early 80s, when technology wasn't even that high tech. You know what I mean? It turned out.
It was way ahead of its time. They're just great storylines. They were great. It was great visuals, nice effects. I love them. I can't say that enough. I love Star Wars, obviously.
Yeah, I even at my work, man, there's so many Star Wars like crazy. I'm like, wow. And it's selling fast. It's just the old school, you know, stuff. So, you know, I'm thinking about buying me an R2-D2 shirt. Looks pretty cool.
Have you seen the new BB-8?
So, caller, where are you from? 714.
I'm in Orange County.
Like LA, Orange County.
Orange County, yeah. I called in last week, spoke with Nina.
Oh, and you're back again. Hey, I remember you now.
Yeah,
I
always tweet you, you know, about the fans always free shit off your site and not paying for your site, so it's stupid shit. like really bro pay for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's like very, very cool. We appreciate that.
It's your work. It's your job. I go to work. I don't go to work to get paid for free. I get paid to do what I got to do. And, you know, you guys support you guys.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for supporting us. Are you supporting us, like, going to Vegas?
I always go to Vegas. I always go. I've been going for the last so many years. It's pretty fun. It's pretty cool. It's amazing.
Oh, well,
what,
of course. You'll be able to find myself, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Bruce Billet, and my co-host, Betsy Cannon Fisher.
And then I'm sure
Leia
will be there as well. I know she was there the last
she
year.
Is?
Actually, that's,
she's going?
Yeah, that's how we met her.
I actually live here.
Oh, she
I live here
in Vegas.
Born
oh,
and
yeah.
raised.
So you have to go.
Yeah, I saw you, Karen, but you were busy with fans
she's
and I didn't want
busy.
To bug you.
Just smack her. Next time you see her, just smack her. Just say, hey, I'm the caller that calls in every week. Just smack her. She'll be all right.
No,
oh,
I don't want to disrespect anybody. You know what I mean?
Thank you. See, he's not an asshole like you, Desiree. Just kidding.
No,
but you guys know
well,
how I feel.
Karen, if you're in Vegas, we're 99.9% we're together, so any guy that smacks you, I'll be like red flag.
Red flag.
It's true, you know. You guys meet the assholes and jerks, and you know what I mean. It's fucking pathetic. I mean,
there's most of them are cool, but there's always like the bad apple. That's just how it is.
Right,
but anyway, I was saying we're gonna be at Vegas. We're gonna have a booth. That the radio show is gonna have a booth at Vegas, Dollhouse Radio. So check it out. Come by, say hello.
Do you guys like to set up there at the Hard Rock?
Yes, it's always at Hard Rock Cafe.
No, but do you like the setup? I don't like the setup.
The Hard Rock Casino, not the Hard Rock Cafe, just FYI.
I like it when it's more spread out, not so tight, and you're bumping into people and all over you.
I thought guys
like
it nice and tight.
Right?
Nice and tight.
I thought
you
it
know
was
what my favorite Leia Falcon memory is? The first AVN I went to with OC Modeling. So she's a fellow OC Modeling girl. And Anthony, one of the agents, he's really a nice guy. He's sitting on the couch. And Leia is standing above him, shaking her ass right in his face. Like, shaking it like I've never seen an ass shake before. And just the look on his face was, like, priceless. The expression on Anthony's face. And whenever I think of Leia Falcon, I think of that moment. So that's my favorite Leia Falcon memory. That was awesome.
It's always a fun time in AVN, especially with OC.
Yeah, they're very cool. They're a good agency. I wanted to ask you too. Like, you have your own website, right?
Yes.
How's that going?
Well, it's going well. I've recently fallen upon some health issues, so I haven't been able to shoot. But as soon as I get my life, my health back together, I will definitely be shooting again.
Good. Well, I wish you a speedy
awesome.
Recovery.
So
that's
if you
a,
can go ahead and
bummer.
Do your shout out and do your websites and tell your fans like where they can contact you at.
Tell us your social media and your website where people can learn more about you. And I also wanted to tell people to vote, since these fuckers won't vote for me, vote for Leia Falcon for Pound Dog Farts Next Girl. Okay, guys, if you're listening, do that.
Thank you.
And tell us where fans can find out more about you.
Well, you can always go to leiafalcon.com. You can check out my Twitter at leiafalcon. I have a lovely PR person, XXX Star PR. You can also go on Facebook /officialleiafalcon. You can go on Tumblr or Instagram, just Leia Falcon. I'm pretty much everywhere.
Awesome. So, well, thank you for joining us tonight on the Truth Button back on Dollhouse Radio.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me. The short interview.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm kind of under the weather, so it's probably better. I'm not talking for an hour.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Weather, and we'll see you in Vegas. If we see
you in
New Jersey, then we see you in New Jersey. If not, we'll definitely see you in Vegas.
Yeah, we're going to have some shots of Tito's.
Yes, we will. We shall.
We shall.
Have a good night.
Awesome. Thank
you.
Bye. Well, that was a very fun, fulfilling evening on the Truth Button Back.
A fun, fulfilling evening. What the
hell?
It was very fun and fulfilling, wasn't it?
It was.
Fun and fulfilled. Anyways, yeah.
Looks like
we're about out of time.
Here we are. So thank you for listening in to Truth Button Back. Tune in next week to another fantastic week on Dollhouse Radio. I am AKA Desiree DeLuca. And my co-host is Texie Cannon Fisher. Until next week. Bye.
Bye.
Calling me at 12:47 in the night while I'm watching the fight. Looking at the phone, there's no name in sight. Blocked ID, knew something just wasn't right. It's my girl Candy from out in Miami, telling me that my man was some bitch in the Camry. Car seat in the back like he started a family. Yo, can't stop playing. What the fuck is you saying? Remember them chicks from the bricks round 9-6 that we seen when we hit the link by the project? Oh, you mean Leah, little sister Maria. I used to go see you in front of the pizzeria. I didn't say Tim, they fooled me to some bitch that you knew from back when. Some bitch named Kim, light skin slim, used to rock a low grim. Followed them to the crib, but the lights real dim. They hit me on the turf, wanting me, now wanting you. What's it gonna be? Nikki, tell me what you wanna do. Damn, I'ma have to send it to her makeup.